6 Music.
BBC Radio 6 Music.
From 2 a.m, the Introducing Mixtape with Tom Robinson.
BBC Radio 6 Music.
At midnight, Guy Garvey's Finest Hour. Right now, it's Don Letts.
About the shape I'm in, I can't sing, I ain't pretty, and my legs are thin. But don't ask me what I think of you, I might not give the answers that you want me to. Now when I talked to God, I knew he'd understand. He said, stick by me and I'll be your guiding hand. But don't ask me what I think of you, I might not give the answer that you want me to.
Crowd of people, I'm Don Letts, that was Fleetwood Mac's Oh Well, and this is Culture Clash Radio. For the next 120 minutes, I'll be crossing time, space and genres with Zervas and Pepper, Houdini, Hamilton Lethauser, Derek Morgan, Zara McFarlane, Lapland, The Fugees, and a crucial cut from a new artist called Georgia. All that and more coming up in the first hour. In the second and more chill part of my show, there'll also be three from the Don CV. That's Crucial Vinyl, albums that have moved and made me the man I am today. And tonight, we're talking Curtis Mayfield's debut solo album, Curtis, released in 1970. But before we go back, let's go forward with something new from Tom Veck's new album, Luck, on Moshi Moshi. This is Broke.
guess there's no use in hanging round. Guess I'll get dressed and do the town. I'll find some crowded avenue, though it will be empty without you. Can't get used to losing you no matter what I try to do. Gonna live my whole life through loving you. Call up some girl I used to know after I heard her say hello. Couldn't think of anything to say. Since you're gone, it happened. Only me. 'Cause no one else could take your place. Guess that I am just a hopeless case. Can't get used to losing you no matter what I try to do. Gonna live my whole life through loving you.
Hey, that's How We Roll on Culture Clash Radio. Covered by The Beat in 1983, that was the Andy Williams original, Can't Get Used to Losing You, released some two decades earlier. Speaking of earlier, should have mentioned Tom Veck will be appearing at James Lavelle's Meltdown on London's South Bank on the 20th, and I'll be there on the 22nd. You're tuned to Culture Clash Radio with me, Don Letts, on BBC Six Music, the station that rules the nation. That was Harry J. All-Star's Soul Scorcher, known in Jamaica as the Cuss Cuss Rhythm. So, Glastonbury is nearly upon us, and I'll be doing my bit to represent the station with some bass-heavy sets here and there. I'll let you know where nearer the date. Now, let's flip the script for a new track and artist that's destined for great things. This I know, because I've watched her grow. From Georgia, this is B. Ake. First track to be taken from Georgia's forthcoming debut EP, Come In, on Kaya Kaya Records. And she's a producer and multi-instrumentalist who happens to be my next-door neighbour. Other neighbours are available, but they don't sound like that. OK, let's cross time to 1983 and space heading to Brooklyn for a cut from hip-hop trio Houdini's self-titled debut album. This is Magic's Wand.
Having a rap attack.
Somebody get a doctor quick, man. She's having an attack.
She's said rap attack, man, not heart attack. What's this guy?
Oh, you mean she's alright then, right?
Of course, man. You never heard of a Mr. Magic rap attack? Where's this guy from?
Oh, I heard of a heart attack or a Big Mac attack, but what's a rap attack?
Come here, man. I see I'm actually explaining to you like this. See, a rap attack means DJ's jamming in the street, MC's rapping to the beat. The people downstairs saying they can't sleep, cause the people upstairs are stomping their feet. It's not like they're starting to riot, they'll call the cops cause we want some quiet. There's no need for them to get excited, they're just mad because they're not invited.
Mr. Magic's wand.
Oh, see, now I understand what a rap attack is.
Well, it's about time.
All you had to do was explain it to me. But let me ask you a question. How long have they been rocking like this?
Well, rapping's always been around.
Well, it's just that. It's big time now.
Every neighborhood had its own crew.
They meant you against me.
And me against you.
They were jamming every weekend at the neighborhood center.
And charged a small price for the crowds to enter.
The parties would be packed inside and out
to see who was best at rocking the house.
We'll be bringing you closer to even more live music from the Glastonbury Festival. But just for one second, let's take a moment to think about the cows of Worthy Farm. Every year, while we get this, all they can hear is this. While we're bringing you this, the cows, well, I know which field I'd rather be in. Join me, Steve Lamack, every day next week as I'll have your chance to win tickets to Glastonbury.
That was one of the most compelling things I've heard at Glastonbury ever.
Get in on the action and closer to more music you love. Find out how on Monday afternoon from 4 on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Oh my God, it's green, the fire. Go!
From their new and most excellent album, The Boomer Rubber Band. Must find out what the hell that means or what it refers to sometime. Now, it's a bit stop and start, but looks like summer's finally here. Mind you, I thought it began first of the month, but apparently not. Summer actually starts June 21st. Go figure. Here's Benji Boko, number one sound.
Spiritual eyes.
Culture Clash Radio with me, Don Letts, on BBC Six Music. Summer sound I've dropped a few times since it first struck a chord. Welsh folk rock duo Zervas and Pepper there with Living in a Small Town. Going back to what I was saying about the start of summer, just realise that the scientific start date's also the same time the days start getting shorter. Bit of a cup half full, cup half empty kind of thing, don't you think?
We used to be number 10. Now we permanent in one. In the battle, lost my finger. Mike became my arm. Pistol nozzle, it's nasal. Blood becomes lukewarm. Tell her, come on, be easy now. Squeeze this summer. Test why cleft, see that flesh get scorned. So bad, make you feel like you ain't wanting to be born, John. And tell your friends, they the hell out of my lawn. Chicken George became dead George, stealing chicken from my phone. I'm not the dead kitchen. If you're my theosis, then I'm bringing all hate to Cecilia. Nobody shoot me. My body's made a hand grenade. Girl bled to death while she was tunkus in the razor blade. That sounds sick, maybe one day I'll ride the horror. Blackula comes to the ghetto. Jackson Acura. Stevie Wonder sees crack babies. Be killing enemies in their own families. I'ma get them coming up when we soon done. Gun by my side just in case I got the rum. A boy on the side of Babylon trying to front like you're down with Mount Zion.
Yeah. Ooh la la la. It's the way that we rock. Gucci's and Lucci find me in my Mitsubishi, eating sushi, bumping Fuji's. Hey, 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 try to take the crew and we don't play, play. Say, 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 like Paul McCartney, not hardly on. Look it up, I can see right through your bluff. Then they puff, but they can't handle us. Bust, stuck before the fire, I could never hide. Secretly hot, dry with cold cheese, died. I'm twisted, not twisted by some other Negroes. Don't be moved by polos on the first episode. Shouldn't diss refugees and the whole sound set booty and half a respect jersey, cause I'm super fly when I'm super high on the Fuji line.
Sit 90 degrees underneath palm trees, smoking BDs as I burn my calories. Brooklyn rooftops become Brooklyn TPs. Who that be? Enemy, wanna see the death of me. From Hawaii to Hawthorne, I run marathons like Ushuaitan, I'm a true champion like Farrakhan, reaches Delhi, Quran. It's a phenomenon, lyric facts like Ramadan.
What's going on? Armageddon come, you know what, we're soon done. Gun by my side just in case I gotta run. A boy on the side of Babylon trying to front like you're down with Mount Zion. What's going on? Armageddon come, you know what, we're soon done. Gun by my side just in case I gotta run. A boy on the side of Babylon trying to front like you're down with Mount Zion. Zion.
Fuji La from 1992's The Score. Now, I had the pleasure of attending a private view of a new exhibition called Return of the Rude Boy at London Somerset House, and it showcases the 21st century incarnation of a sartorial subculture that started in Jamaica in the early 60s. It features a series of portraits, set pieces and installations, and I was most impressed. So, here's three in a row with a Rude Boy flow. Kicking it off, in fine style, is Derek Morgan's Tougher Than Tough.
Rude is in court now, boys, rude is in court. Rude is in court now, boys, rude is in court.
Order. Now, this court is in session. And I order all you rude boys to stand. You're brought here for gun shooting, ratchet using and bomb showing.
Quote adjourned. Now, fellow rude boys, stand fast and let us unite and deal with 100 or 1,000 years. This week is now called the harder. You boy Rocketeer?
Done.
You boy Joshua?
Seen.
You boy Hit and Run?
Yes, sir.
I introduce myself as the rudest of all rude boys. Some people call me Dreader than Dread. And if anyone try to stop rude boys, they will get sick in their head and will end up in the cemetery, cause you'll be dead. No 100 or 1,000 years. No clean face man be your dread. And when we win this appeal, you'll pay for every man's head. So don't be a fool, just play cool. This is Rude Boy, Dreader than Dread. Meet my journey.
Six Music.
It's always been a dream of mine, really, to play in front of like a really large open-air crowd in Liverpool.
This is Craig Charles.
Finally, I've arrived. Getting goosebumps. Here when I took my trunk of funk home to Liverpool on the waterfront. Joining me on stage and performing to my home crowd, I was honoured to have Smooth and Shirella making a special diversion from his European tour. The legendary soul singer, Lee Fields. First beat of my DJ set till the lights go down. Don't miss this very special edition of my show.
Craig Charles Funk and Soul Show, The Homecoming.
Catch up now at the Six Music website.
Everything
Locomotive with 1968's Rudy's in Love, one of a shitload of tunes that were inspired by the original Rude Boy movement. Before the trail, another classic example, Honey Boy Martin and the Voices with Dreader Than Dread. And Dean Chalkley and Harris Elliott's Return of the Rude Boy exhibitions running from now until August the 25th. Well worth a visit.
You were gonna drink me dry. You were gonna bleed me till I died. Snaking through the pipes and bone and vein. You were a pool of blood straight down the drain. Out into the ocean, never to be seen again. You were gonna take my eyes. You were gonna leave me flying blind. Disconnect me from the tower below. Kill the engines by remote control. Leaving me to crash into the mountains and explode. Can't say where we've been, so why should we pretend? Don't know what it should mean, but we know it means the end. Da 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 da. Trip me up with doubt, tumbling down the steps with knotted limbs, tangled in a lost and lonely spin. See the room go dark and watch the lampshades as they dim.
Straight out of Brooklyn again. John Meese there, better known as Lapland with Drink Me Dry, the third single to be lifted from his debut album. This next cut's from Black Hours, another debut solo release from the Waltman's vocalist Hamilton Lethauser. And the album includes contributions from members of Vampire Weekend, The Shins and Fleet Foxes. Hey, that's a hell of a musical coup.
Children, where you go dry in your heart.
Are you mine? Come and find me. I left my footprints out in the sand, and all the kissing brought us to bed. When I was sleeping, you shook me hard. I have no memory under those stars.
Leith House's The Silent Orchestra from his new debut album Black Hours on Domino Records. This is Culture Clash Radio with me, Don Letts, on 6 Music. On the other side of 11, laid-back cuts from the likes of Scott Dunbar, Nick Hakim, Ijeman Levi, Jesse Lanza and Seahawks. In what will be a decidedly more chilled affair, there'll also be 3 from the Don CV. That's Crucial Vinyl. And tonight it's all about Curtis Mayfield's Curtis. But until we get to that, hold this. A brand new cut from Brownswood Recordings. From Zara McFarlane, this is Move, the At Jazz Remix.
Six Music.
Six Music.
Six Music.
Need some more digging. I'm gonna dig and dig.
Tarantula, a dub version of Igerman's Moulding. I'm Don Letts and you're tuned to the second and final hour of Culture Clash Radio on BBC Six Music, so get ready to kick back and relax to cuts from Bob Marley and the Wailers, Fleet Foxes, Michel Indochello, Tony Joe White and aforementioned three from the Don CV, which will be 1970's Curtis by Curtis Mayfield. But to ease you in, here's something new and beautiful from yet another Brooklyn resident. This is Nick Hakim with Pour Another.
Yeah.
I'm confused, because I'm sure I played that as a new cut end of last year, yet I'm playing it again as the same. How can that be? The promo blurb I'm reading here says it's out on the 14th of July. That was New Orleans Collective Preservation Hall Jazz Band with Yellow Moon, as featured on That's It, their first new material in 50 years. And they've got a live show coming up at London's Brooklyn Bowl on July 21st. Now, straight out of Mississippi, this is the late, great Scott Dunbar's Easy Rider.
Bring you back. Did anything you think it'd be like? Nah, Easy Rider, don't you know my name? Dee dee dee. Well, gone old gal, for you make me mad. I tell you something, what I ain't gonna have now. Nah, have no, low down, hang around. Dee dee dee. Just look at sis standing on the corner trying to do that twist. Now, Easy Rider, don't you know my name? Dee dee. Well, come here, sis, you one of them things trying to be a woman and you don't know how. Now, dee dee dee. Oh, there ain't but one thing, boy, my mind. All these people ain't now on my mind. Easy Rider. Don't you know my name? Dee dee. Dee dee dee. Well, I'm kind of town woman, bring you back. Just anything you think a baby like. Ah, Easy Rider. Don't you know my name? Dee dee. One thing with my mind, all these people ain't now on mine. Now, Easy Rider, don't you know my name? Dee dee dee. Well, I'm gone mad before I make you mad. Tell you something, what I ain't got hair now. Easy Rider, don't you know my name? Dee dee dee.
That's old Crump. That's old Papa Crump now, yeah. That's how they were.
I'm on my way. Glory, hallelujah. Be all right. Clap hands, move around.
It's not even that there's a reason.
Every time you let me go.
This is Gideon Coe.
Monday to Thursday nights from 9 on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Happy me. 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 Happy
Not being the slightest bit interested in football puts me in a minority of one, but I've got to say the spin-off interest in all things South American can only be a good thing. There's been a few good docs on the BBC and our own Giles Peterson sure making the most of it. Check the iPlayer and the Six Music website to see what you're missing. Here's a new one from Seahawks, from their latest effort Paradise Freaks. This is Look at the Sun.
Look at the sun through my eyes. Look at
Charlatan's Tim Burgess on vocals. That was Seahawks' Look at the Sun, with Hot Chips' Rob Smouten on drums and Al Doyle, also from Hot Chip and LTD Sound System, on bass. Speaking of which, here's two in a row with a bass-heavy flow. First up, Simply Red. Yeah, you heard right. With Ghetto Girl.
Oh, I'm wild rhythm in a rasta, may I tell you, so I'm murderer.
That little girl was born on the ghetto side of town. She knows
up to start again to gather around and tell your friends that this is Culture Clash Radio on BBC Six Music.
God mercy, Lord of mercy, God mercy, Lord of mercy. Yeah. Bad boy, a fire M60, policeman, a fire AK-47. Men, them a fire LSO. Them say shoot bar. Them say shoot bar. Yeah, Lord of mercy, Jah of mercy. Throw down your arms and come. Throw down your arms and come. Does give you truth and right in Jah's eyes. Yeah.
Policeman a fire AK-47. Soldier man, them a fire elector. Them say truth bomb. Them say truth bomb. That's why I stay far. I'm a superstar. Yeah. Don't deal with bodies, my friend. Deal with truth and right. Deal with truth and right. In that time. Yeah. Oh, yo. Oh, yo. Oh, yo. Oh, yo. Oh, yo. Yeah, bad boy, a fire M60. Policeman, a fire AK-47. Soldier man, them a fire elector. Them say truth bomb. Them say truth bomb. Them say truth bomb. Fire, fire M60. Policeman a fire AK-47. Soldier man, them a fire elector. Them say shoot far. Them say shoot far. Lord of mercy. Lord of mercy. Show down your arms and come. Show down your arms and come. I don't want to see you die in front of me. Or taking you to the mall. Show down your arms and come. God of mercy. Lord of mercy.
Another nod to the aforementioned The Return of the Rude Boy, the exhibition taking place at London Somerset House through till August. That was Sammy Dread with Rude Boy. And I'm duty bound to let you know, if you are feeling my flow, you can always catch up, tell a friend to listen again, and check all track listings on my page of the Six Music website.
There's nothing between us except the feeling of nothing. And nothing of so close. Nothing of being too close. How it slips away, love. How it slips away, love. The force that
Come Come to Me, the new album by Michelle Intercello, and a perfect way to seg into three from the Don CV. And tonight, it's all about Curtis Mayfield's debut solo album, simply titled Curtis, and released in 1970. Through his work with The Impressions, he'd already had a massive impact on black American music. You know what? Scratch that, because he had a big influence on American music, period. He was one of the first black Americans to make social commentary an integral part of his music, and that, coupled with his falsetto vocal delivery, really set him apart. Just check 1965's People Get Ready. Now, a lot of people became aware of him through his groundbreaking 1972 soundtrack, Superfly, but it was this debut solo album, Curtis, released in 1970, that would be my introduction to the great Curtis Mayfield. From said release, this is We People Who Are Darker Than Blue.
We're gonna stand around this town and let what others say come true. We're just good for nothing, they all figure, a boyish grown-up shiftless jigger. Now we can't hardly stand for that, or is that really where it's at? We people who are darker than blue, this ain't no time for segregating. I'm talking about brown and yellow too. High yellow girl, can you tell? You're just the surface of our dark deep well. If your mind could really see, you'd know your color is same as me. Pardon me, brother, as you stand. If I tell the whole story,
respect for the sister and mother. It's even better yet. But there's the joker in the street, loving one brother and killing the other. When the time comes and we are really free, there'll be no brothers left, you see. We people who are darker than blue, don't let us hang around this town and let whatever say come true. We're just good for nothing, they all figure. A boy's grown up shiftless jigger. Now we can't hardly stand for that. Or is that really where it's at? Pardon me, brother, while you stand in your glory. I know you won't mind if I tell the whole story. But let us not be so satisfied, for tomorrow can be an even brighter day. A great big expression of happiness, boy, you couldn't miss. With a dozen roses, such would astound you. The joy of children laughing around you, these are the makings of you. It is true, of you. The righteous way to go, little one would know or believe if I told them so. You're second to none. The love of all should reflect some sign of these words I've tried to recite. They are close but not quite, almost impossible to do, reciting the makings of you. Love of all mankind should reflect some sign of these words I've tried to recite. They are close but not quite, almost impossible to do, reciting the makings of you. Thank you.
America.
The book of Revelation.
Yes. Yes.
If people would just get read the Bible and read the book of Revelation, they would really turn around and straighten up. This is all we need to do, is just get a good book and read it, put it to everyday life.
Sisters! Whiteys! Jews! Crackers!
Just talking about, don't worry.
Once described as the Sgt. Pepper's of soul, that was Don't Worry, If There's a Hell Below, We're All Gonna Go, and apologies for the little edit at the top of that, preceded by The Makings of You, both from Curtis Mayfield's debut solo album released in 1970. And Six Music will be running a four-part series on the late great man himself on the late night doc slot starting Tuesday in the early hours.
Adventure every Friday night into Saturday morning on BBC Radio 6 Music. I cover an awful lot of territory in only 2 hours, from the darker end of beats and breaks
to the more sultry ambient sounds at the back end of the show.
And in the middle of it all is your 1am wind down. That's up to you. One tune that's kind of a musical bridge between the bigger beats in the first hour of Ladyland and the second, mellower half of the show.
My ears are always open. Wherever I am, whatever I'm doing, I'm always listening for tunes. From the old, old school to the very, very new.
Nimmo's Electric Ladyland.
Join me as the journey unfolds.
Catch up now on the Six Music website.
BBC Radio Six Music.
I think that you ought to know. I've had my eyes on you, babe, since a long time ago. And now I finally got the nerve, and I'm gonna make my move. Now don't you try to turn me off, cause it's gonna be hard to do. I got a thing about you, baby, ain't nothing I can do. I got a thing about you, baby, thing about love. Your love was meant for me. I know that I can't do without it. It fits me to a T. Ooh, there's something about you, babe, can't get you off my mind. I know that I can't live without you. Think about you all the time. I got a thing about you, baby, ain't nothing I can do. I got a thing about you, baby, thing about loving you. When she knows she's got a man, she'll ring you out and turn you about in the palm of her hand. And then she starts to thinking that maybe she's put you in a bind. She'll give you just a little love and it'll get you every time. But I got a thing about you, baby, ain't nothing I can do. I got a thing about you, baby, thing about loving you.
Tony Joe White's I Got a Thing About You Baby, which you can find, well, in various places, but I found it on a new comp called Too Slow to Disco, a tribute to the West Coast mid-70s sound. Before the trail, an artist that was inspired by Curtis Mayfield's impressions, you had Bob Marley and the Wailers, She's Gone. As am I, because I'm plumb out of time. You've been listening to Culture Clash Radio on BBC Six Music, and as always, it's appreciated. And if you liked what you heard, please spread the word. I'm back next week, same time, same channel, different selection. Hang in for Guy Garvey's Finest Hour, coming up after my final tune for the night, a thing of great beauty from Fleet Foxes, Helplessness Blues. Enjoy.
I was raised up believing I was somehow unique, like a snowflake, distinct among snowflakes, unique in each way you can see. And now after some thinking, I'd say I'd rather be a functioning cog in some great machinery, serving something beyond me. But I don't know what that will be. I'll get back to you someday, soon you will see. What's my station? Oh, just tell me what I should do. I don't need
trouble. Often I barely can speak. Yeah, I'm tongue-tied and dizzy, and I can't keep it to myself. What good is it to sing helplessness blues? Why should I wait for anyone else?
Wait tables.